past few weeks we've been using stories of tzaddikim as a platform, as a stepping stone to try to hoist ourselves up to this olam called the olam of the osios machkimos, of the letters of the aleph beis, which are machkim. And this week I thought that we would try, with your permission, to use a story of a somewhat more complex personality in an attempt to try to understand this whole inyan of the osios machkimos and why they should be called osios machkimos, why they should be called the letters that are machkim. It's not a simple shir, it's not a simple idea, but that doesn't make it less important, it makes it maybe even more important. The story is of a king of Yehuda named Achaz. Now maybe some of us are not familiar with Achaz. Achaz was a complex personality. When you read the Psukim, it doesn't seem, at least for a lot of the story, it doesn't seem that he was such a bad guy. But he is, in the eyes of Chazal, and in the eyes, once you get deeper into the story, he's a very troubled soul. Described as sacrificing his own child, not in the way of Avram Avinu. And yet, in Perek Zayin of Yishayahu, Sefer Yishayahu, Yishayahu comes to Achaz and he says to him, you know, Achaz, you should know, I know you're nervous, I know you just recently heard the news, that the king of Israel, because remember that kings of Yehuda and the kings of Israel sort of separated from each other. We spoke about that a few weeks ago, about Yeravam. And you may have recently heard that the kings of Israel, specifically from Shevet Ephraim, have just tag-teamed with Aram. That's bad news. And they're coming to Yerushalayim to kill you and to destroy your kingdom and to usurp the throne. But don't worry, Yishayahu says to him, don't worry, because they're not going to succeed. And then Yishayahu says to him, Shal cha osmi Hashem Elokecha, ask for a sign from Hashem your God. Ha'amek she'ilah o'hagwel amala, could be a sign from above or a sign from below, any kind of sign that you want, ask for a sign and Hashem will give you a sign that you have nothing to worry about, that you are going to defeat the kings of Aram and Israel. And this is one of the places where it seems like Achaz is a good guy. He says, you know, to ask a sign, if the Navi is coming to tell me, then of course I believe. There's a passage in the Zohar, don't get scared, don't be afraid. There's a passage in the Zohar that tries to explain this story, this offer of Yishayahu Anavi to Achaz, that's presented to us by Rabbi Eliezer, presumably the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And the Zohar says the following. I'll read the Zohar, we'll spend a few minutes reading the Zohar, and then the rest of the Shir will be trying to understand what that means, and trying to understand why the Osios are called the Osios Machkimos. There's a lot of words for wisdom in Judaism. The fact that the Osios are called letters that are Machkim, from the word Chachma, is something which needs to be explained. So says the Zohar in the Psicha of Sefer Vayikra. This is the very first opening words of Sefer Vayikra. Rabbi Eliezer, Pasach. Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, opened Sefer Vayikra and said, Shalacha osmi Hashem lokecha ha'amek shelo agval amala. Quoted this Pasach from Yishayahu from Parak 7. And he says the following. What does it mean that Yishayahu asked Achaz, Sha'al lecha os? Ask for a sign. So says Rav Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Astaklina bedarin kadmoin vidarin basroin. I looked at the earlier generations and at the later generations. Ma bein darin kadmoin lidarin basroin. To try to understand what is it that has happened to us in the later generations. What's the difference? Presumably not a positive one. How did we go so wrong that we're so different from the earlier generations? Doron kadmon have a yodin mistaklin bechachma ila. The earlier generations, they knew how to look with chachmasa ila, with this higher level of wisdom. And don't get caught on every detail of the passage. We'll go through it on a sort of broad scale. The earlier generations knew how to look with chachmasa ila, with some sort of higher chachma. V'yodin letzarfa asvin disyavule l'moshe v'sinai. And they knew how to put together the letters of the Aleph Beis that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Va'afilu chayavin debahom b'Yisrael. Even the wicked of the Jewish people, Achaz, Melech Yehuda, who was a dubious character, who was not necessarily from the most noble and from the most righteous of individuals, have a yodin gav asfen chachmasa ilah. Even he knew the depth, the toch, the inner dimension of these letters of the Chachma Elyona. V'yodin gav asvasan ilayin, v'gav asvasan tatoyin. He knew how to understand, and again, please, we won't get caught up on every detail, but because I can't explain it to you, even if I wanted to. But to try to understand, they understood how to see the depth of the osios lamala and the osios lamata, the tatoyin and the aliyin, the upper letters and the lower letters. Chachmasa la'anhaga uvdin b'hai alma. These, the chachma, which is used in being manhig the world, which is used in running the world. Now we'll talk more about this next week in Mirtz Hashem, how the letters are used in running the world, how Hashem uses these letters as Hashem is infinite. Right? Hashem is totally infinite. And we are very finite. And the bridge between the infinite and the finite, between Hashem and us, are these letters of the Aleph Beis. Which means when we study Torah and when we daven on a very practical level, we are engaging Hashem in the recreation of the world all the time. And Rabbi Elazar says that even the wicked, Achaz, knew how to do this and understood the depth of the letters of the Aleph Beis and the way that Hashem runs the world through the letters of the Aleph Beis. So much so that Yeshayahu asked him, Shal Chaos. And he wasn't telling him, choose a wonder, a sign, choose some sort of miracle that Hashem will be able to show you. But rather he was saying, choose with your Chachma Ilah, that you understand that this higher way of looking at the world, and see with the prophetic eyes that I'm lending you right now, the os, the letters of the Aleph Beis, and see how Hashem is running the world. Is that clear, like on a basic level? He's saying to choose a, right? He's saying, choose a letter, not choose a letter, but choose a sign, choose the letters of the Aleph Beis, and look deeply into them, and see how Hashem is running the world, and you'll be able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to deliver the people of Aram and the Jews who are coming to fight together with him into your hands. It's not a coincidence, and we need to understand that this passage keeps referring over and over again to the Chachma Ilah. As we've already explained, there are many words. There's Chachma, there's Seichel, there's Bina, there's Das, there's all these different words that we have to talk about wisdom. And yet there's something about the letters of the Aleph Beis which is always connected to Chachma, and what that means. Now again, this is a shir on the letters of the Aleph Beis, which means it's basic, it's practical shir. We want to come out with practical ways of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu better, not with ideas to help us levitate while we're eating our kugel and cholent on Shabbos. Right? We want to be able to take some practical etza on how to serve Hashem better. So let's see with that. Put that to the side for a little bit. And let's see if we could use that story or that interesting inyan later as a platform to understand what that means, the osios machkimos, the letters which give a person wisdom, specifically chachma. I'll put one more question on the table. And we'll also have to come back to that also. We need a few introductions for this. But by the end of the evening, hopefully everything will be as usual. Hopefully it will be something more matim. Going from the world of the Zohar to the world of practical halacha, the Maharil, who was one of the great decisors of halacha, one of the great deciders of Jewish law, and specifically in the world of minhag, the minhagim of the Maharil, which are recorded in Shailos and Tshuvos, the Maharil records an interesting phenomenon, which bears our attention, and we'll point it out now, and we'll come back to that later as well. Maharil in source number one, in the Shailos and Tshuvos Maharil Simin Mem, points out that it's a little bit strange, it's slightly odd, that the letters of the Sefer Torah, specifically the words of the Sefer Torah, are written from right to left. Let's see inside. V'tamani al ksivas Torah Seinu HaKadosha deponim l'smol. See, we know, right? I'm sure everybody went this. If you're ever lost, if a Jew is lost, and you don't know where to go, what should you do? Make a right. Right? Kol p'niyah sh'ata panoy, any time you want to make a turn, ponim l'yamina, go to the right. Person wants to make a turn and you don't know where to go, go to the right. When we turn around by licha dodi, we turn to the right. When the person who's doing hagva lifts up the Torah and he does a full circle, he's supposed to turn to the right. Whenever we turn to the right. When a kala walks around her chasan, she goes around clockwise to the right. When Jews dance in a circle, we're supposed to dance going like this, clockwise to the right. So we always go to the right. And isn't it strange, says the Maharil, that when we write a Sefer Torah, we write from left to right. We write from right to left. We're going towards the left side. Right? We start over here by my right hand, and the base of Bereishis goes to the left, to the tuf of Bereishis. So the Chasam Sofer, quite a bit after the Maharil, points out in his Shailos and Tshuvos, V'hineh ha'levush nitla b'ma sh'bnei bris kosvim miyamin l'smol. Isn't it strange that the Jewish people write from right to left? There are other nations that do that, but we're certainly, this is the oldest language, Hebrew. And the fact that we write from right to left, isn't that strange? Especially considering our general desire to always turn to the right. The Kasav B'Sefer Eliyarabba, the Eliyarabba, one of the great Achronim, one of the Poskim, in his commentary to the Levush, says, as if this is supposed to help somehow, says, no, don't worry. Sha'osios Atzman, the letters themselves, Nimshachin V'Nichtavim Yismol Yamin Ayin Sham. Unbelievable. The Eliyarabba says, no, don't worry. Even though the words are going from right to left, but when I write the letter Beis, follow my hand, or picture it if you're listening at home, right? When I write the letter Beis, I'm going from the left side and turning towards the right. When I write the letter Aleph, I'll start from Aleph, and I make the Aleph, I go from the left to the right. When I write Gimel, left to right. Dalet, hey, all the letters of the Aleph Beis are moving from left to right. So don't worry that the words are going from right to left, because the letters are going from left to right. And says the Chasam Sofer, Shkayach, but that doesn't help, right? He says, Afal Pike, and the words are not going in the right direction. V'hinei mikol makom lonis yashev maitaima anu kosvim misadrim mishuras hayamin l'smol. That doesn't really explain, you know, Shkayach, but that doesn't really explain, it's not misyashev, the reason that we write from right to left, with our Seinu HaKadosha. And the Maharil in his Tshuvos asks this question. Okay. So for a few minutes, let's try to understand what chachma means, what the word chachma means, and then to try to understand what it means, osios machkimos. Tov? Okay. Last week we studied the Pasuk Torah Hashem Tamima Mashivas Nefesh. We spoke about how the Torah is Tamima. We learned from, I'll just review a little, we learned from Rav Chanan Wasserman that Tamima means that it's so complete. It's like where we give that silly mushel of the salad, you just keep eating it and eating it, but it doesn't look like it's even touched. So the Torah, L'Havdil Alfei Havdalos, is this infinite document that no matter how much has been revealed already from Moshe, Yoshua, Rambam, the Vilna Gaon, the Chafetz Chaim, all the tzaddikim throughout the generations, it's still Tamima, it's like it hasn't been touched at all. And we learned that the Sfas Emes taught us that's even true of every letter of the Aleph Beis. The letter Aleph is infinitely deep. The letter Beis is infinitely deep. So, as Ashkacha would have it, this week, the key to understanding what the word Chachma means and why the Osios are called Osios Machkimos is the second half of that Pasuk. The second half of that Pasuk is Eidos Hashem Ne'emana Machkimas Pesi. The Eidos of Hashem, the statutes, the teachings of Hashem, the testimony of Hashem, the Torah of Hashem is Ne'emana, is faithful, Machkimas Pesi. It always gives wisdom. It enwisens the Pesi, the one who lacks understanding, the Pesi, the fool. Now, to the best of my knowledge, as I was looking around today, this phrase, which is used in all of the Svarim HaKadoshim, Osios Machkimos, the letters which give wisdom, does not appear in Chazal. It doesn't appear anywhere in Chazal. And it's a strange thing. We have several bituim like this. We have several ideas which people quote all the time that don't necessarily have their source in any Chazal that we have still today. It doesn't mean that it wasn't originally a Chazal. A lot of times, earlier sources say, Kimosha Amru Chazal, and we don't have it anymore. Maybe it's in one of the volumes of the Yerushalmi, which we don't have, which is sitting in the Vatican. We should give it back to us. Right? So, there are many phrases like this. One of the most famous is, as I'm sure everybody here has heard, the phrase, Derech Eretz Kadmo LaTorah. That does not appear anywhere in Chazal. There are very similar statements in Chazal that can be inferred from Chazal, but that phrase doesn't appear anywhere. Kol HaKoes Ki'ilu Ovid Avod Zarah. Anybody who gets angry, it's like they worship the idols. Another famous one. Doesn't appear anywhere in Chazal. The Rambam quotes it from Chazal. We don't have such a thing. So one of those things is Osios Machkimos. The earliest source where the words Osios Machkimos appear, to the best of my knowledge, is in this paragraph from the Shlach Kadosh, which we're about to read. Says the Shlach Kadosh, what does that mean, Machkimas Pesi? What does that mean that the Eidos Hashem, the Torah of Hashem, is Machkimas Pesi? It gives wisdom to the Pesi, to the fool. Lashmi'enu gadol mailas osios ha-Torah sheheim machkimos. We have to understand the nature of these letters, which we're going to spend, Mirtz Hashem, a whole year studying, that these letters of the Torah have a maila gedola, that they are machkimos. They give wisdom. Kimosha amru osios machkimos. As our sages say, as kimosha amru, it sounds like Chazal. As we have this statement, Osios Machkimos, the letters of the Aleph Beis, give wisdom. V'harech ma'od v'zeh pardis b'shara Osios perek rishon perek sheni, v'atik mehem b'toldos adam b'chakira shalashon kodesh, histakav ma'asher kasev l'mala ki mitzrech lakan. He says, okay, we've discussed this already in several places in the Sfarim. And in the Sfarim of the Ramak, it's also discussed. V'sham mevur ki ha'kore es ha'torah l'shem shamayim. Listen carefully. Someone who studies the words of Torah, or davens the words of Tefillah l'shem shamayim. Lisbonein davar ma. Afal pi she'ino meivin v'lo also biyado rakriyas osios v'nishar pesi kemo shahaya. Even if that person reads something in the Torah, and they have no idea what those words mean. Just, this is what we've been talking about the past few weeks. Just coming into contact with the letters of the Aleph Beis themselves, raise a person up, and give a person chachma. And that's the pshat when it says machkimas pesi. It gives wisdom to the fool. Not the person used to be a fool and now the Torah makes them wise, but even the person who is a pesi, even the person who remains unlearned, even the person who remains completely unaware of the deeper meaning or even the surface meaning of what the Torah is trying to teach, He's still connected to the chachma of those letters, to the wisdom in those letters of the Aleph Beis. V'zeu machkimas pesi. And that's what it means. It gives wisdom to the fool. Lakach Torah shebichtav aser la'omer bal peh kedei sheyistabek b'ri'iyas os yoseh. That's why the Torah shebichtav is not allowed to be said by heart, because you have to see the letters. So that we understand, and let's take this slowly, that what David HaMelech meant when he said, Eidos Hashem ne'mona machkimas pesi, is that the segula of the Torah, and specifically the letters of the Aleph Beis, are such that even though a person cannot understand, it could be such a thing that a person will read the letters of Torah or Tefillah and not know what they're saying, it does not give them, it does not make them into a chacham. It doesn't make them into a wise person in that sense. Nonetheless, the pesi, the one who doesn't understand anything of what they're reading, through connecting to the letters themselves, through knowing Shas, like the Chazon Ish's brother, like we spoke about last week, of just saying, I know Shas, Aleph, Mem, Resh, Amar, Rava, Resh, Beis, Aleph. And not knowing what that means, Amar, Rava, and certainly not knowing what it means after that. Afal Pike, and a person who's connected to the letters of the Aleph Beis, is Machkimas Pesi. Even the fool who doesn't understand what they're reading is somehow being Shoev, is drawing from the Chachma of those letters. So what is Chachma? Okay, so here's where the work begins. There's a beautiful sefer by a tzaddik who lives in Beit Shemesh, named Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger. Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger was raised as a Tzanz Kloisenberger Chassid, but has serious leanings towards the teachings of Rabbi Nachman, of the teachings of Breslov and Chabad. And I had the privilege of studying some of his Torah, not with him, but with Rav Moshe Weinberger in Esh Kodesh. And we, not one-on-one, I was sitting in the shir. And we studied one of his svarim called Divrei Chachamim Benachas. I was able to sit in that shir for 2 years. And one of the pieces in Rav Kluger's sefer, Divrei Chachamim Benachas, will hopefully help us to understand, we'll read for the next few minutes, 15 minutes or so, to try to begin to understand what the word Chachma means. Okay? So let's review what we did so far. We spoke about Achaz, the whole story, Shalacha Os, ask for a letter, ask for a sign. And we'll come back to that at the end. What does that mean that the earlier generations, even the Chayavin, even the ones who were worshipping idols and doing all this crazy stuff, even they knew the secrets of the Chachma of the letters of the Aleph Beis, the Chachma Ilah of how Hashem runs the world through the letters of the Aleph Beis. We asked the question that the Maharil was wondering, why is it that we Jews write the Torah from right to left, which is very strange. Everything else we do from left to right. And we mentioned that the Eliyahu Rabbah says that, don't worry, the letters themselves are written from left to right. Because when you write the letter Beis, you're going from left to right. And the Chassam Sofer said, Afal Pikein, that doesn't answer the question, we're still going from right to left when we write the actual words. And we're beginning to see that somehow, this is what the Shla Kadosh led us into, that somehow the reason that the letters of the Aleph Beis are called Osios Machkimos is because Chachma is given over to a person who studies the letters of the Aleph Beis, even if they don't understand what the words themselves or the concepts themselves mean, the letters themselves, just coming into contact with the letters is already a piece of Chachma. So all this is very beautiful, but we don't know what the word Chachma means. So if we don't know what the word Chachma means, we can't go further, which is why I'm reviewing this. Okay? So Rav Kluger, Rav Kluger, in the Divrei Chacham Benachas, let's start from the letter Aleph, from the third paragraph. Yeshu v'peta pit'on nofel b'mocha shel adam rayon. Very practical words here. All of a sudden, a person gets an idea in their head. Pit'on nofel b'mocha, falls into a person's mind, a certain idea. Derech mashal, let me give you an example. Lakayim Achnasa Sefer Torah. V'zecher Saba. The person decides, you know what? I would like to dedicate a Sefer Torah, to be machnas a Sefer Torah to a certain shul, as a haskara, as a zikaron, as a merit for my grandfather, passed away. It's a nice idea. It's a beautiful way to honor the memory of a person that you love. Oso rega kat, at that split second, in that exact moment, machil betocho as kol ha'inyan leprate pratav ad haprat ha'achron. In that one moment when the person gets this idea, I want to make a Sefer Torah to honor my grandfather's memory. In that one moment, all of the details which are involved in making a Sefer Torah, in that one moment, all the details could be found. Va'abezak habarak ra le'ene rucho, in that one flash of the lightning bolt, ra be'ene rucho, he sees in his mind's eye, esa chagiga hagedola, the big, right, the big ceremony up in, where were we? Where'd we go?
Nachal Charedi,
yeah. Whatever, in the, up in the north. We went to the Nachal, whatever that place was, with a J, I think, I forget, whatever. You see the big ceremony, you see all the soldiers dancing. You could picture, you know, as you're coming up with this idea, you're feeling like the simcha of bringing the Sefer Torah into the heichal of the shul. The bagels and the ragalach, whatever else they had there, right? From the all of those different things they're going to celebrate after. It's going to be a big simcha, a big party. And Yom HaMachras, the day after, when you're sitting in your house and you're thinking, wow, that was really a good thing that I did. Every detail of the making and delivering of this Sefer Torah and celebrating the delivery of the Sefer Torah are all contained within that one moment, that flash, that light bulb flash, when you had the idea, I'd like to make a Sefer Torah for my grandfather's memory. Kol asher yishtal shel me'osa rega ve'elech, everything which will then come about from that moment, hakol pituach shel oso gar'in ra'yon rishoni. Everything that's going to come after that is all just an offshoot, is just an outgrowth of that seed, that thought, which originated this desire. Right? The mushroom of a seed is very good. The seed contains within it this whole tree with all of the fruit that will ever come from it. It's a pretty wild thing. Chachma in that way contains within it all of the different details. All the details that a person is going to need to overcome and to plan in order to create the Sefer Torah. At that moment when the person first comes up with the idea, he's not, or she's not going into the details. It's not the time for details. Kigon mehechan lahasigas sikume hakesef hakidolim anutzich lekach. Sefer Torah is a lot of money. Where am I going to get all this money from? He's not interested in that right now. Eizes sofer stam yivchar leksiva. Who's going to be the sofer that I'm going to choose to write the Sefer Torah? Le'ezav beis kinesis yachnas ha-sefer. Which shul am I going to dedicate the Sefer Torah to? Esmi yazmin l'suda. Who's going to get invited to the suda? Ve'heichan yirkom es ha-peroches. Where am I going to get? I have to get someone to make a nice peroches for the Sefer Torah and for the aron that they're going to put it in. Ata eno shas libo. His heart is not interested in those things right now. Klal, at all. Al nosam halalu. Even though those things are the very thing which will actually bring a person to that merkazi, to that end point, that central point where he's actually going to have a Sefer Torah in his hands instead of just some idea. Ubiladeyam, and without all of those details, who's going to write it, how am I going to get the money? Ishar alum. This whole idea remains hidden in his mind as some, you know, crazy idea that he has. Kirega matzav b'shlav leidas etzem harayon hakola l'machilas kol mashe yitpatachim. At this moment, he's not up to that stage yet. He's only at this first incubation stage where he has the idea before he's thinking about all the different details. Says Rav Kluger, what we just described in this mashal, that first shlav, that first step, in the order of creating a Sefer Torah, a marriage, a school, a shir, lizos yikra koach chachma, sheba olam uba adam. That place, when a person is still in the first stage, before they come to all the details, is what's referred to as chachma. The idea itself. What's chachma? So says Rav Kluger, and this is not his own idea, this goes back to many, many Svarim HaKadoshim. Osios koach ma. Chachma is the osios koach ma. What's koach mean? Koach means potential or energy, right? Koach is energy, but it means potential energy. Ma means what is it? So says Rav Kluger that that's what chachma is. Chachma is, there's all this potential. I have this amazing idea. He's going to explain this inside in a second. I just want to say outside. But ma, but it's not tangible yet because it's just this idea without any details of how it's going to happen. This happens all the time in our lives. We have a big idea. You know, I need to stop eating late at night, right? How am I going to do that? What's going to be the safeguards? How am I going to penalize myself if I fall? I need to write a paper. I have this thing I have to do. Okay, what's the topic? How am I going to structure this thing? In our lives all the time, we have chachma. And says Rav Kluger, it's koach. We have an idea. Sometimes it's an idea which is being forced upon us. Sometimes it's an idea we're excited about. But it exists in the world of ma. It doesn't have any branches yet of how exactly to go about doing this. Michad yesh kan es koach. Kol koach ha-mafil. Upolam kol eshtar shel achar. It has within it all of the different potentials of what could possibly come after this. If not for that moment when I had the idea to make that invention, to give that particular shear, to fix that particular, if I didn't have that notion in my mind, I never would come to the point of having details of how to get there, for sure. It's the koach of the entire idea. And on the other hand, it still exists on this level of, well, what is it? Dahainu, mufshat min hamitzius. It's completely stripped of any reality. There's no actuality to this idea. Terem ba l'olam. It's before it came into the world. Kol ra'u omar ma. Anybody who sees this idea will say, well, what does that even mean? You want to make, you know, some sort of global institution where you'll be able to have shluchim in China and in Brazil and in, you know, when the Rebbe first came up with this idea, well, what does that mean you want to do that? That's insane. That's impossible. But there are details in how to go about doing that. Koach means the idea. Ma means how do you go, it doesn't yet exist. And that's what chachma is. Okay, that's only half the story. After that, you come to the second stage. After I have to take out my planner, take out a piece of paper, and start making a list of all the different things that I need to do. I have to pick a good sofer. I have to look at different prices. Okay, you know, this guy might be very good, but he's exorbitant price. I can't pay that. This guy is, he's also good, but he has a better price. Start going through all those things. To go talk to different people in the family, you know, I can't do this myself, maybe you want to get involved. Now all of a sudden I'm getting into this world which is so distant from the first world, where I'm in the nitty gritty. All of those details, the list making, and the calls, and the marking down things, this person owes me that, and I have to call back this sofer, and I have to do this, and this person's working on the paroches, and I didn't really like the first, you know, draw, the mock-up that they did of the paroches, so I have to do, they're going to do a whole other one. All of those details, kol ze kol tachas Hashem bina. That's called bina. Why is bina called bina? Again, he already explained to us why chachma is called chachma. Bina is called bina milashem binyan. It's the actual step in building the idea that I have. Dahainu bnias harayon shlav al shlav. Building this thing one step at a time. First I have to do, and even writing the Sefer Torah, first I have to write Pasuk Aleph, then Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Gimel. Nitucho piruko. Bino milashon ben, kelomar hishtalshos minagarin, hamushetes hachachma. It's the actual fruit which is going to come, the binyan which is going to come from this original idea, with all of the details. Bina kipshuta, havana hisboninus yirida lepratim. Thinking and trying to strategize hisboninus into all the details of how to bring about the idea I had with Chachma. So this is the problem we have. The problem that we have in the world, when I say we, I mean all human beings. The problem that we have in the world is that we have all the time big ideas. There's not a single person sitting around this table who didn't, at some point over today, and certainly over the past few days, have some sort of feeling, I want to do this better. I want to have a better Shabbos. I don't want to get angry at my friend anymore, at my kids anymore, at my this anymore. I want to finish all of Michtav Meliyahu, from beginning to end, every page. I want to finish Tanakh. So we have these big ideas. Chachma is booming. The problem is that when we start to get into the details, we lose it. We lose the steam, we lose the energy, because after all, it's hard to see the big picture in every single detail. L'mashal, another mashal. Mitzvah Hashem, one day, those of us who aren't parents will be parents. Those of us who are parents will better, myself included, will better understand what this means. Every parent, if you ask them, do you want to have menschlich, you know, upright, sweet, sensitive children? No person in the world is going to say no to that question. Everybody wants it. Okay, well, you know what that means. That means carpools, that means diapers, and that means breakups, and that means laundry, and that means meals, and that means this, and that means that, and it means all these things. Like, whoa, hold on a second. I just said I want to mensch. I just said I want to be at the chuppah and like walk my kid down the chuppah. I didn't say that I want to do laundry. I didn't say that I want to, you know, schlep up on visiting day and sit in 3 hours. I didn't say that. I just said I want my kid to know that I love them, and I want to. That's called chachma without bina. So, oftentimes, what happens is we have big ideas and they don't happen because we're afraid of the bina. We're afraid of the details, of the binyan, of building the chachma, of building that idea. But that's not the most tragic. The most tragic is what happens more often. What happens more often is that for other reasons, be they social pressures, be they financial pressures, be they psychological pressures, we do the laundry, or we do the step-by-step going through Tanakh, whatever the project is. We make the meals. But we don't connect it back. We're doing it. Right? Everybody here one day, Mirtz Hashem, is going to be a mother, or is already a father, and is going to change diapers, we're going to do those things. We do that all the time. The tragedy is that we don't connect it back to the big idea. We don't taste the big idea in that meal that we're making. We don't taste the big idea in the folding sock after sock. We don't taste the success of finishing a sefer with every single page. And we've somehow separated bina, the details of our lives, of our service of Hashem, from Chachma, the big idea. So when Rabbi Nachman said, now back onto the first page, source number 6, in the Kutei Maran, in the first Torah, when Rabbi Nachman said, and you'll pay very careful attention to the words that he chooses, Ki ish ha-Yisraeli tzarech tamid listakel ba-seichel shel kol davar. A Jewish person, man, woman, and child, needs to always look at the seichel shel kol davar, that's in everything. U-le-kasher atzmo el ha-chachma va-seichel sheish be-kol davar. Means that when a person looks at a cup of water, or looks at a pile of clothing, or looks at an assignment, or looks at a few pages of a sefer that they have to cover, any of the things, the examples that we've been giving over and over again tonight, when you look at any of those things, you have to see the chachma shebekol davar, which means you have to learn to see that those details are part of this big idea that you had. Calling that annoying third cousin who doesn't want to give the money and who's like, yeah, I'll do it for the Sefer Torah, for the grandfather. And constantly calling on the sofa, you're working on it, it's going to be ready on time. You know, the party's coming soon. Right? Everyone's coming, there are people flying in from Canada and from Germany and from America to come to be at this Hachnasa Sefer Torah. You're going to be ready on time? Yeah, I'll be done. And all of the annoying details that come with doing anything, we can't forget the kasher atzmo el hachachma v'aseichah sheish b'kol davar, to connect to the chachma that's in that thing. Kedei sheya'ir lo haseichah sheish b'kol davar, so that it will be illuminated. The details of that thing will be illuminated with the chachma of that thing. V'iskarv l'Hashem yisbarach. To come close to Hashem, al yedei oso adavar. The Chachma Shebedavar means that when I'm sitting at my Shabbos table, and we say Kiddush, and I get lost in the detail of the halacha, you know, I'm not allowed to eat until I make Kiddush. Good, I make Kiddush. Okay. So now I have to go wash my hands, right? So I go wash my hands. I'm not allowed to talk until I eat the bread. I eat the bread, and now, you know, now I can eat. And what I just did is I took all of these different details of serving Hashem, and instead of connecting him to the Chachma, which is Hashem Yisbarach, the Skariv Hashem Yisbarach HaYedei Oso HaDavar, to take that detail of my Avodas Hashem and to connect it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvodo Ba'atzmo, instead what I just did is I just shrunk it down and trapped it in the world of Bina. We do this all the time with every mitzvah. Instead of focusing on the fact that by studying Torah I'm connecting to Hashem, I say, listen, I have a project. I have to finish this thing by this date. Otherwise, when my parents come in for the Siyum, I'm not going to be able to make the Siyum. Or we say, I want to eat the cookie, so I need to make a mezonos. I was reading a sefer this week. It said, when a person says, Tein li et ha-melach b'vakasha, give me the salt, please. Can you pass the salt, please? When a person says, Tein li et ha-melach b'vakasha, give me the salt, please. That detail of pass me the salt, what a person's really saying, we'll get there. A person says that, you know what they're saying? They're saying, my neshama needs a mem, a lamed, and a ches. And you know what a mem is? A mem is just a chaf and a vav, which is 26, which is Hashem's name. So everything that we're saying in the world, we're saying, I need Hashem. I need Hashem. Every detail of our life, I need Hashem. I need Hashem. I'm saying, I need Hashem. My washing TLC dime is needing Hashem. My putting on my right shoe before my left shoe, and my eating a certain way, and my talking a certain way, and my walking a certain way, and all of those details, if I connect it to the chachma instead of the bina of that thing, then I can be miskarev l'Hashem Yisbarach ayedei oso adamar. And Mamela, now we can understand what Rav Tzadok writes in the name of Rav Simcha Bunim, of Pshischa, the great Rebbe of Simcha Bunim. Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem. We say this every morning. It's a good kavanah to have when you say it in davening in the Birchas Kriyat Shema. Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem kulam bechachma asisa malah ha'aretz kinyanecha. Hashem, you made the world so filled with chachma. Kulam bechachma asisa. You had a big idea when you created the world. That big idea consists of Coca-Cola, and consists of Asher Yatzars, and consists of raising children and all the details that come with that, and consists of all of the different things from all tchumim of our lives, from the physical, from the spiritual, from the mundane, to the everyday. All of those details are part of this big chachma of Hashem. Kulam b'chachma asisa. You created all of these big things with chachma. Says the Rebbe of Bunim, Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshischa, in source number 8, the last source on the page on the first side. Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem, kulam b'chachma asisa ma'at kinyanecha. The whole world is filled with your belongings, Hashem. Kinyanecha. These things that belong to you. Says Rav Bunim of Pshischa. Amr b'shem ha-Rebbe Rav Bunim. Shekola olam kulam mali rak liknos otcha. You know what it means? Malah ha'aretz kinyanecha. It's filled with your possessions, Hashem. Of course Hashem owns everything in the world. That's not a chiddush. You know what David HaMelech was saying? Malah ha'aretz kinyanecha. It means that the whole world is filled with ways of being kone you, Hashem. Malah ha'aretz kinyanecha. It means that in a single act, or in a single thought, or in a single word, a person can acquire a Kodesh Baruch Hu, can acquire Hashem. Because Hashem had a big idea called Chachma. And the Chachma of every single thing in this world is a means to be Kone Hashem. Malah ha'aretz kinyanecha. Not the world is filled with things that Hashem owns, but the world is filled with things that can help us to, so to speak, kiviyachol own Hashem, to take pieces of Hashem into our lives. So now we can understand something remarkable. Why are the letters of the Aleph called Osios Machkimos? Because sometimes when a person is learning an inyan, a person is learning a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, a person is learning a story in Tanakh, a person is learning a long Ramban al Torah, a person gets lost in that inyan that they're learning. A person has a project. You can get lost in that inyan. What the Shlach HaKadosh taught us is that Machkimas Pesi means that the purpose of the letters of Aleph Beis is Chachma, not to understand anything. We were talking about a little bit last week. Like a child. The child doesn't ask the question, like we said last week, doesn't ask the question, what do I do with the letter Aleph? What does that help me? What am I supposed to do with that? What do I do with the letter Beis? That's Bichlal, not an Indian for the child. A child just wants to be in touch with the letters. Because he knows that the letter itself is a means, a portal to get to Hashem. When a person is involved in trying to learn the Perish Hamilim, what the words of the Siddur mean, it's very important. But as we'll learn together in Mitzvah Hashem in a few weeks, the one letter that we have from the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov said, how is a person supposed to daven? What's the perfection of davening? Is not to focus on what the words mean. Yes, as a basis for what you're doing and what the words mean. When a person davens, he's supposed to, when you say the word Baruch, and you say the word Ata, and you say the word Melech, you're supposed to picture, says the Baal Shem Tov, the letters Beis, Resh, Vav, Chaf, Sofi. And your main focus should be on the letters themselves, not on what the word means. Because the Osios are Machkimos. When it comes to the worlds of the letters, you don't get confused about why you're doing what you're doing. The letters, paradoxically, even though they're the details that make up the word, help us to escape the world of detail. Because they don't mean anything on their own. A letter Aleph is meaningless on its own. The only reason the letter Aleph is chashuv, is significant, is because it connects me back to Hashem. So the osios are called osios machkimos. Because the letters connect me back to the shoresh. They connect me back to the root. And with that, I think we can understand what the Maharil was getting at. Or what the Maharil was troubled by. I don't know if it fully helps us to understand why the letters and the words are written from right to left. But maybe the reason, perhaps the reason that the letters are written from right to left is to highlight the fact that the letters are written from left to right. Because what's it mean that the letters are written from left to right? Left to right means we're constantly, when you write a letter, as opposed to when you write a word, when you write a word, you're going further away from the Shoresh, from the base of Bereshis. Einei Kol Yisrael is many paces to the left away. But when I write the Lamed of Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the last letter of the Torah, the letter itself is bringing me back to the Beis of Bereishis. I'm going from the left, from the Lamed of Le'enei Kol Yisrael, back in the direction of the Beis of Bereishis, the Shoresh of everything. The words, the ideas, the psukim, the chapters, the parshios themselves, as chashuv as they are, and I'm not, obviously, as I said last week and I'll reiterate again, I'm not saying that we should spend our entire day studying the letters of the Osios. We could, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is by studying the letters of the Aleph Beis, what we're doing is we're trying to tap back in so that when we're studying Torah the rest of the week and when we're davening the rest of the week, we understand that every letter is written from left to right because it's constantly pulling me back to the Shoresh. Even as far away as I get, as many ideas as I get into my understanding of Hashem, those ideas on the letter level, on the level of the letter Beis, on the letter Aleph, Gimel, Dalet, whatever, all those letters are constantly moving backwards in the direction of where I started from. Instead of getting deeper and deeper into this bilbul of the details, it's reminding me, don't forget you had a big idea in the beginning. You had a goal in the beginning to finish Tanakh. You had a goal in the beginning to raise Erlich children. You had a goal in the beginning to be someone big. So the little letters are actually bringing us back to that big idea, the Chachma in the beginning. And I think there's a beautiful remez to this idea. It's a complex idea, but we'll end with this and then I'll tell my story. In source number 3, you have from the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, Amar of Yitzchak harotze sheyachkim, person wants to become smart, you want to become wise, yadrim, you should turn to the south. Vishiyashir, a person wants to become rich, yatzpin, you should turn to the north. Visimaneichim, the sign for you is shulchan b'tzafon u'menor b'darim. The shulchan in the shul, in the big shul, what's the shul? The Hamikdash, was in the north, and the menorah was in the south. So if you want to become wise, face towards the menorah. The menorah is the symbol, is the expression, not a symbol. It's a manifestation of the reality of Chachma in the world. And the shulchan is mizonos, is food, is riches, is parnasa. And Rashi says, a person who wants to become wise, wants to be machkim, yadrim, turn to the south. Rashi says, B'tfiloso yachzer panav ledarom. He should turn his face to the right side, to the south side, when he's davening. Meaning, a person's facing whatever direction they're facing, right? If you're in Chutz La'aretz, like it talks about in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Ramah, you're facing east. If you're here, you're facing from here, it's probably northwest or something, from where we are in Yerushalayim. Right? Who knows exactly which direction, this way, right? So if you want to become wise, put your face towards the south. Now the Gemara says a few lines earlier, Amar of Chista, uksiv tzafon v'yamin. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, this is Tehillim Perek Petes, pasuk Yud Gimel, tzafon v'yamin, the north and to the right. Which means, says Rav Chista in the Gemara, that tzafon is to the left, and south is to the right. Which means that the letters of the Aleph Beis follow carefully here, right? It's a little bit complex, but follow carefully, I know it's the end. That when we're moving to the right, that means we're moving to the south, right? Tzafon v'yamin means to the north, i.e. the left. V'yamin, and to the south, which is to the right. So listen, this is unbelievable. When the Gemara says, Harotze sheyachkim yadrim, a person wants to become wise, turn to the south, it means if a person wants to be involved in Chachma, then go to the right, to the south. And after all, the letters of the Aleph Beis are constantly going from the left to the right. Which means that a person who wants to be involved in Chachma, and this is talking about in the context of Tefillah's Gemara, person, what's the deeper understanding of this Gemara? Yes, turn your face to the south, Nachum. But the deeper thing what the Gemara is telling us, if you want to really get into your Tefillah, turn to the right. What's turning to the right? Stop focusing on the words, on the ideas, on the concepts. As the major focus, of course you have to know what the words mean, but again, focus on the letters, which are going to the right. Go back into the olam of the osios machkimos, which bring me back to the original idea of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this nation to begin with. What was the original goal? Why did Hashem say, Avram, lech lecha? What was he trying to get at? Hashem is trying to get at bringing himself down into the world, sneaking Hashem through the pipelines of the letters of Aleph Beis into the world. So a rotza shiachim, a person wants to involve himself in chachma, going back to that original idea, yadrim, go to the right, go to the south, from left to right, to the letters. So I'm with the maisa. Sure. The pasuk in Tehillim says, tzafon v'yamin, right, to the north and to the right, which means that north is left, v'yamin means to the south. And the Gemara in Bava Basra says, harotze, a person who wants sheyachkim, to become a chacham, yadrim, turn to the south, which means turn to the right. And we already just explained that the letters of the Aleph Beis go from left to right, meaning you're turning to the right. And since this Gemara is talking about in the context of tefillah, as Rashi told us, betfilaso yachzer panav ledarum, turn your face to the south. What that means on a deeper level, Rashi is telling us, is turn your face to the south means turn to the letters which go from left to right. South means right, so we already just unpacked that. South means right, which means instead of focusing so much on the ideas, focus on the letters which bring you back to the shorish, the original root of the idea. So many people are so focused in their davening on the ideas and ideas and ideas, and they forget all of those ideas are just an excuse. Asking Hashem for health and wealth and wisdom and all those things are just an excuse so you could reach out and say, Abba. That's it. That's the whole thing. It's much more powerful when a person just says, Abba. To try to connect back to Hashem through the letters is basically saying, I get it, Hashem. I get that all of the things I'm asking for in tefillah are just an excuse to connect back to move to the right, back to the Beis of Bereishis. So there's a tzaddik named the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz. The Divrei Chaim of Tzanz was the Gaon of the generation. He was the biggest genius. And the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz lived in a town with a Jew who was known as the Gittayid, the good Jew. Now all the tzaddikim said that the Gittayid, the good Jew, was also a tremendous Gaon, but he hid his tzidkus and his genius. And he used to sit in the Beis Medrash where the Divrei Chaim was all the time. And he would sit in the Beis Medrash and he would say Tehillim in the corner by the fireplace. So one day the Divrei Chaim, the Gaon, was studying Gemara, and he was studying a Tosfos, and Tosfos was very hard, whatever that means for the Divrei Chaim, on his level. And he's going over the Tosfos one time, two times, and then he said, I can't get this Tosfos. So he says, you know what, I'm going to go ask the Gittayid. So he goes over to this Jew, he's hunched over by the fireplace, he has a Tehillim in his hand. And he says, Gittayid, can you help me with this Tosfos? And he looks up, he says, I'm going to help the Gadol Hador understand the Tosfos. I just say Tehillim all day, I don't know. He said, Alpha PK, maybe you could help me, maybe. So he says, okay, if that's what Rebbe wants, then that's what I'll do. So he takes the Tosfos in his hand and he starts reading it like he would read it, Kapitel Tehillim, like not really. He's just like reading through the Tosfos and he gives like a krechtzir and he's like trying to read the Tosfos and he does not translating because he doesn't know what it means, or so he claims. And he's just reading through it like the Tehillim. And as he's reading through the Divrei Chaim goes, that's the pshat, you got it, thank you. He takes the Gemara back and he goes and sits back down. What's the pshat with the Gittayid's reading of this Tosfos? The Gittayid was reading Tosfos like you read it to Tehillim. When you read it to Tehillim, of course you have to know what the words mean. But for all of the generations, our great-grandmothers who were reading Tehillim didn't know what those words mean, most of them. Okay, some of them occasionally. But our great-grandmothers didn't know, the pshat, the radak's pshat in the Tehillim. The pshat was that they were trying to come into contact with the osios of the Aleph Beis. And in that place where even the seichel of a person can't get, because they're so focused on the ideas and they forget the big idea, the letters themselves can bring a person to that big idea, to that place. To the place where even the biggest mind of the generation can't go, the letters of the Aleph Beis can bring a person there. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us to try to understand that when Achaz was asked, choose for yourself a sign, a letter, and the Zohar is telling us that even the generations past, the chayavin of those generations, those who somehow got lost and were not connected to the details, they were doing bad stuff, crazy stuff, they were still connected to the big idea. It may have led them astray. And this is a story for another time, the prophecy that led to Avodah Zarah. You know, those two things are very linked together. As soon as prophecy was taken away, as soon as this big chachma of prophecy was taken away, so Avodah Zarah also disappeared. Hashem should help us to understand that a little bit of prophecy is a good thing. A little bit of prophecy is a good thing. The earlier generations who understood the letters of the Aleph Beis, this chachma ilah, those who at least used it in a positive way were able to use that prophetic idea. What's prophecy? Prophecy is connecting back to Hashem. So Hashem should help us to understand, as we're coming now soon to the age when prophecy will be reintroduced into the world, we should understand in the merit of studying the letters of the Aleph Beis and what that means over the next few weeks before we actually get to the letters. We should understand that the chachma of the letters of the Aleph Beis, the wisdom of the letters of the Aleph Beis, is a chachma which brings us back to Hashem. May Hashem help us that our study of the letters of the Aleph Beis help us to see that in all of our Torah study, in all of our tefillah, in all of our chesed, to not get lost into the world of bina and to forget that it's connected back to the world of chachma. Amen. Kein yiratzah. Shukach.